much we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Sorry, welcome, welcome. Quick turnaround.
Business?
Yeah, we're in business here. I'm just going to turn on everybody's mics, and you can lean into one of them.
Okay.
We've got kind of a packed house today, as we so often do. This is 91.5 at WMFO in Medford. This is PCH, of course. I'm here. My co-host David is here.
How you doing?
It's been a couple of weeks. I think we've had too many off-the-rails shows in a row.
We've been doing a trial separation.
Yeah, but even before that, it was like kind of a mess. I don't know. My goal for tonight was to be like orderly,
despite the fact that this is the most probably the most packed house we've had.
Well, yeah, but you know those things don't necessarily correlate.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, well, to introduce our packed house, as we so often do, we're joined by Viola Wirtz, basically the third host of the show at this point. Want to say hi?
Hi.
There you go. If you want to lean in here, we've got Matthew Blumenthal.
That was a very formal introduction.
Welcome. And joining us in a little collab edition is Lily, host of what time is your show?
Thursday, 2 to 3
a.m. Diana says my mic's not on.
It's on now.
Are you sure?
It better be.
Okay, well then Diana's going to text me back.
No, it's on.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
But Thursday, 2 to 3 a.m., it's the Lily Music Library.
Hell yeah, and also...
That's a great name.
Welcome,
so
Nick.
Cute.
Hello, hello.
Nick is here as well. So six total people in the house. It's awesome. I like Lily Music Library. That's good.
Yeah, it's really.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up, that was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. I kind of wanted to create a vibe that, well, as you know, before today at least, matched the vibe of the week. It's been very warm, very nice, very sunny. Today was the opposite, which sucked, but whatever, we'll ignore that. And here is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Boom.
Beyond the palace, semi-barred drones scream down the board.
That was Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Again, the vibe is just, you know, trying to be uplifting, trying to be, well, not uplifting. I think, hopefully, the mood is already up.
I'm uplifted.
I'm uplifted. Maintaining the uplifted
spirits
mood.
Spirits are already high.
Anyway, to continue on that, I've been listening to a ton of the Strokes this week and this year and in my life. You just got excited.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love the Strokes.
And if you're looking for a reason, it's because I started listening to them a lot last week.
That's not whatever. Not funny, David. the next song is The Modern Age by the Strokes. That was The Modern Age by The Strokes. Wait, David, the next song is going to be chosen by David, and I do have to look it up, so introduce it, and I'll play.
Okay, so this is a song from Vampire Weekend's latest album, which was, I think, a big step up from their last one, Father of the Bride. This album is called Only God Was Above Us. And it's a little bit more, I do more of like this, the nobody wants to hear this nerding out about what I like about the song.
Oh, no, go ahead.
But I really like that this whole Vampire Weekend album actually has a little bit of dirt on the sound. Like, I think a lot of what they did in those first three albums was, like, very clean. It's very preppy. It was very Columbia University.
True.
I think their sound sort of grew a beard and went to rehab on Only God Was Above Us, and it is all the more interesting for it. So this is the intro track, sort of a very screaming intro, strident. This song is called Ice Cream Piano. Take a listen.
Fuck the world. You said it quiet. No one could hear you. No one but me. Cynical. You can't deny it. You don't want to win this war. Cause you don't want the peace. Our mistakes. We never tried it. You're a soldier.
Right, fire. David, you got anything else to say?
It's a great song. Back to you,
like
Mason.
Okay, next one is a little bit of a curveball. I don't know if you maybe have seen this, because I've never really talked about even liking this band.
Okay,
but I think
this is exciting.
They've got a couple bangers, especially from their album Days Are Gone from like 2013. This is If I Could Change Your Mind by, I believe it should be Haim, because that's how you say the word in
Haim.
Hebrew. But Haim is kind of the Englishified version of it, I guess. But that is their last name. Should be Haim, I think. This
great,
is If I Could Change
Your Mind.
Shout
out Licorice Pizza, also.
By, yeah, for sure. Great by movie. Haim, whatever.
Thank you.
I've got to, you know, got to love turning on the mics while the music is fading out slowly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my... Come on.
I'm sorry.
This is WMFO commentary.
I haven't yet learned to appreciate the little things. I'm still on the big things.
It's WMFO meta commentary.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we can leave that for the commentary edition on the special
Oh, right. By the way, this is not serious, but it should be, actually. Last show of the... season should be just us talking.
Oh, 100% podcast.
No music, just us talking. And yes. Yeah, I like that. Make
PCH
everybody
in,
so mad.
PCH in the nude.
Okay. Anyway, and with that, David, do you want to introduce the next song?
What song?
The
am I playing?
Song you chose. It's called.
Wait,
Bruises
give me a hint.
By Chairlift.
Oh yes. Wait, you're not supposed to say the whole thing. You were just supposed to give me a hint,
bro,
so that I could intro it.
Intro it.
Okay, this is a duo that Caroline Polachek was a part of before she broke out and dropped that one great album.
Two.
Okay, one and a half great albums. And, well, we'll split the difference. This is a song that was most famous for being featured in an iTunes commercial, which makes it seem more boring than it actually is.
Okay.
This is like peak indie slop, like... Wesleyan, like,
Jesus
liberal arts
Christ.
Slop.
Second college mentioned.
Okay, this is Bruises by Chairlift. Take a listen.
Tried to
Alrighty.
And it's now that time.
It's
of the
about
program.
That time. We're about halfway through the show, which means it's high time for a PSA.
Okay.
Take it away, David.
Absolutely. This one comes with a nice little sense of foreboding because the title is Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera?
Oh, right.
It's a great title
right.
for anything. If you have a computer with a webcam, as I'm sure many of you do. It is 2014, after all. We're moving on to the Mac.
I don't think you're allowed to editorialize PSAs.
And you don't use it. Why not? This is all in the text.
No, it's not.
They say it right here. It's 2014. We use Macs now.
Right, right.
Why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, I don't know what that means, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer. I don't know. First of all, I don't know why we're going against government programs. It feels against the public interest.
You're anti-PSA.
They can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. This is all in the text. Everything
okay.
I'm reading
anyway,
is in the
go.
So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, September 12th, 2014.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, that Kesha lady is awesome.
Yeah. there's no way LeBron is still going to be doing it 10 years from now.
Right. No way.
There's no way.
Dude, I think I'm about to start dabbing. Or is that too early?
I think that you're a little too early. I think we're in, like, what, Whip and Nene?
Oh, that's too early.
Silento?
I don't remember 2014.
Was Hamilton out?
No, that was... Hamilton's going to come out in a year.
Oh,
2015, really?
Surely. Yeah, Hamilton was 2015.
Because fifth grade was my Hamilton phase.
There you go.
Oh, great.
So it was definitely out then.
I remember I went to, like, a tiny little, like, progressive, experimental elementary school.
They were all over that.
And they had all the shirts that said, like, Hamilton and Jefferson and blah, 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 and Burr in red. And then the parodies of those came out based on more obscure theater programs. Like, it was, like, West Side Story.
Right.
Or whatever.
And Sharks.
And that was a whole cottage industry for a while. And I'm sure that there are still kids in third world nations who are rocking the Hamilton shirts just for cheap, you know?
Can we make ones that say, for our show, that says Mason and David?
That's really good.
Or just Mason and David and Mason and David and Mason and David.
Okay. With that in mind,
and David, red.
In deep red.
Because you're going to kill me.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to say one last thing about the computer cameras.
Sure.
You ever meet someone who's really OD and has the little, it's not just tape, but it's like a little plastic thing that you can use to move. You ever meet someone with that? Anyone? What? Anyone?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's the people that have the least to hide.
Yeah.
I met someone who had it on their phone.
Hate that.
It was just so weird.
But anyone who has that...
Anyone who has a privacy screen on their phone...
That's true. And anyone who has any of those things... Anyone who has any of those things is sweet as grandma's cookies. There is nothing you are doing... There is nothing you are doing on your computer or your phone that is worth having a privacy screen.
True.
You're not that interesting. You're not John Kiriakou. Yeah. You're not on... You're not, you know, deep undercover. It's OD.
Agreed.
Anyway,
next up... Maybe they're CIA agents.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know. Next up is, to switch it up a bit, get into sort of, well, we're going back from 2014 more into the early 2000s, like 90s, with some, you know, poppy hip-hop with Ride With Me by Nelly.
Take a ride with me, we three willing in the time. Yo, I know something you don't know, and I got something to tell ya. You won't believe how many people strayed out of the flow. Most said that I was a failure, but now the same motherfuckers asking me for dough. And I'm yelling, I can't help ya. Yo, Nelly, can we get tickets to the next show?
Hell no. Now that I'm a fly guy, and I fly high, niggas wanna know why.
What?
Why I fly by? Well, yo, it's all good. Range Rover, all wood. Do me like you should. Fuck me good, suck me good. We be no stud niggas, wishing you was niggas. Popping like we drug dealers, sipping Chrissy Bud Mackin. Honey in the club, me in the Benz. Icy Chris telling me to leave with you and your friends. So if Shorty wanna knock, we knockin' the diss. And if Shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss. And if Shorty wanna pop, we poppin' the Chris. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fuck fly bitches when I walk. Pay attention, see the ice, soon it bliss. Niggas stir, know they diss. Honeys look, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me kiss. Come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three little in the four with the goatee. So why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three little in the four with the goatee. So why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money. 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 Must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride.
All right, that was Ride With Me by Nelly. Great song, so fun. Next up, continuing the fun. Wait, I'll let you guys, why don't you guys introduce this one? Wait, I'll show you big on my laptop. It's this one. Wait, oh no, it started already. say the name, go.
Electric Feel by MDMT.
Yay!
She got the power.
intro.
Okay. Still, last song is still fading out, but David?
That was Electric Feel by MGMT, which was in my first ever, when I was 8 years old and I really wanted to be a DJ, I called myself DJ DTM, which stood for David Thomas McNamara. And my first mix, which is when I got a cracked copy of FL Studio, shout out to FL Studio, was a remix, was a really terrible remix of Electric Feel. So shout out to that song kickstarting my non-existent music career. This next song is someone who has a very existent music career. Wow, holy segue.
Isn't that like
By the name of Stephen Malkmus, who's a great lyricist and a interesting singer. This is the song Stereo by Pavement.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved, from the cheap seats see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver ride. Of Geddy Lee, how did it get so high? I wonder if he speaks like an ordinary guy.
I know him, and he does.
And you're my fact-checking cub. We'll focus on the quasar in the mist. The Kaiser has a cyst, and I'm a blank one. List the qualms you have, and if they stick, they will drown you in a creek, in the neck of a woods that was populated by Tired Nation on the fly. Everybody knows advice that was given up for free. Lots of details to discern, lots of details, but hi-ho,
okay, our next song, once again, will be introduced by our special guests, Lily and Nick. Take it away.
This is... I'll just say it. It's Green Light by Lord, but the Chromeo remix. It's very fun and upbeat. I feel like Lord can be a little... Not depressing, but a little... puts down the happy. So I like this remix. I like the remix because it makes it a little bit more upbeat.
Earlier today I was talking about my favorite pop songs of the 21st century. Mm. This I did not mention but is in it.
Yeah.
Just sure. The non-remix.
The non-remix version, but I don't think I've heard the remix version, so I could be enlightened. You never know.
The first time I heard it was like fifth grade and I absolutely loved it.
Hell yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Okay, let's hear it. Here's Green Light Chromeo remix by Lord.
Thank you.
the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you.
Okay, that was Green Light, the Chromeo remix, which I loved. Had never heard before. Great put on by Lily.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
What is next? Is it time for the big one, Ode to the Mets?
Yeah, we can rip it.
Okay, we're going back to the Strokes because, you know, why not? This is a request by Diana Gaffner, who DM'd me to ask for this song.
And you aired her, apparently.
And I, what?
Aired her. You just ignored her.
That's not true, but whatever. Okay. Anyway. But this is a great song. Also, shout out to our good friend Yoni Becker, who, for some reason, this is his like favorite song
this
ever
was,
out
like,
of nowhere.
This was his intro to music, low-key.
Yeah. This
like,
was like
before,
his enlightenment
period. I just want to be clear. Before listening to Ode to the Mets by The Strokes, he was really into, like, Flo Rida. like this is a stark transition. There is a pre-Ode to the Mets Yoni Becker.
Yeah, and
which
post,
is like, which is like,
which is like Dance
Under
Monkey.
Armour jeans.
Right,
and
right.
Tones and I.
And now
I'm
he's
sorry,
a new
but
person.
Ed Sheeran.
Stop.
And
stop.
And there is a post Ode to the Mets Yoni, which is like real music.
Like,
what were you
sure.
going to say, Viola?
You're going to be pretentious.
Can we please stop with the Ed Sheeran hate?
No. This is not a safe space for Ed Sheeran hate.
Oh, absolutely
not. We should
hate
on any
no.
music.
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Oh, I'm being ganged up again.
Yes. Anyway.
Now that the studio is replete.
This
now
is...
Jason knows he can't say
this is Ode to the Mets by the Strokes. Give it a listen.
Your tricks wasn't too hard. It's the last one now.
Okay, that is technically the end of our show. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Anyway, this has been PC